Zakdeil Gemishna Vaitam Sechdas Mai Perik Aleph Mishna Gimel. So we've already discussed this. What does the word tevel mean? Tevel means food that no Trumas Maisris was taken from. You're not allowed to eat it. So let me ask you. I know I can't eat tevel. Can I plant tevel? Can I feed tevel to my animals? Can I use oil that is tevel to light a lamp? And the answer is no. But here's where demai is different. And once again, we're going to see leniencies when it comes to demai. Zok the Mishnah halokeach lizera. If I go and I buy tua from an amaretz, and I'm using it for planting, b'lebehema, or to feed my animals. Kamach, suppose I'm buying flour, but not to bake bread or cookies or danishes, rather lo'oyreis. Flour is used when you turn hide into leather. One of the ingredients you may need is flour. Or shem and laner. I'm buying oil to light a lamp. Or shemen, I'm buying oil lasuch by a kalim, like to grease kalim with, to shmir kalim with. Potrim and admai. If I'm buying the sama'am aretz, I am not mechuyev to separate the maisras that I normally would have to separate when I buy tefuah to eat. So in other words, the Mishnah is telling us that the halachas of demai are negeya only to food that was bought with the purpose of being eaten by people. But if I'm buying food to plant, or I'm buying food to start with for the behema, now, if I buy it for myself, or for my family, or for any other person, then I change my mind and want to feed it to the behema, I still have to separate the trumas maestris when it comes to demai. But if I buy it to start with, thinking I'm only using this for the behema, or the flour for the hide, or oil for lighting, or oil to shmir kalim with, then it's potrim min hadmai. By the way, if I'm buying the oil to shmir on a person's body, then it is mechuyev in demai. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, me kiziv ulahalon, from kiziv and further toward the north in Eretz Yisrael. If you purchase peiros from an ama aretz in that area, potrim min hadmai. And that's because these areas, although originally the Oilei Mitzrayim, those that came out of Mitzrayim, when Yeshua ben Nun brought the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, they were Makadish this area, it was part of Eretz Yisrael. But later by Bayesheni, when the Oilei Bavel, when they came up from Bavel, they didn't take over all the areas they originally had. From Kizivan on, they were never Makadish it. And therefore, Peiros that grow in that area are Pater on Demai. So Kaziv is like toward the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Batanura and the Rambam, these areas that originally the Yidden had, but when they came up from Bavel during Bayesheni, they never took over, are Pater on Demai. That is, you can assume, okay, you're buying it to an Amaretz, but somebody took off Maestras. But if you know for sure Maestras weren't taken, you have to take off Maestras. Same is true for lands that are near Eretz Yisrael. But some say no, these areas are totally Patur and Maestras, even if you know for a fact that no Maestras were taken. That's the Shita of the Rash and the Rush. Because during Bayesheni, although the Chachamim did make a Takana, the areas near Eretz Yisrael are Mechuyev and Maestras, but these places from Kiziv and on were so far away from where Yidden lived that according to some Shitas, they never made the Takana there. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Chalas Am Ha'aretz. Chalav and Am Ha'aretz. We know that one of the matnas kahuna is to be mafrish chala. When you need dough for bread, the Torah says you have to take off a portion and give it to the kayin. Now what if a kayin gets chala from an Am Ha'aretz? So our Mishnah says the kayin doesn't have to separate any of the things you have to do for demai. The halachas of demai don't apply to challah that he gets from an Am Ha'aretz. Why? We understand that the Amoratzim, they would be very careful when it came to taharis. Challah is called taharis. They treated it with a lot of kavod. And even an Am Ha'aretz, who wouldn't take off ma'isa when it comes to challah, he would. We do have another problem over here, and that is to make sure that he wasn't tameh. If he's an Am Ha'aretz, he's not trusted with the halachas of tumah and tahara. And if challah becomes tummy, it's like truma that becomes tummy. It's not pashit. So, okay, you're telling me the kohen doesn't have to separate maisus, but how can he use it if it's tummy? So the Batanura explains that the Mishnah is talking about dough that was kneaded by a Talmud Chacham, a chaver. In other words, this chaver said to the Amoritz, let me knead your dough. And this is the dough that the Amoritz is giving to the kohen. So we're not worried about the tumah because somebody else who was not an Amoritz physically took care of it. Vaiter zok the Mishnah, what else is not subject to the halachis of demai v'hamaduma? We'll see a lot about this in Masechtas Truma Bez Hashem Yisbrach. But for now, let's understand as follows. Truma can only be eaten by a kohen. Chulin, which means it's not truma. Like chol means weekday, chulin means food that doesn't have kiddush in it. Can be eaten by anybody, including a kohen. Now what happens if I have a piece of truma and it got mixed with chulin? Can't eat it. Only a kohen can eat it. Yeah, but there's only a small amount of truma and a lot of chulin. Okay, how small is the truma? Well, let's say there's 60 times the amount of chulin as there is truma. We know things become batel b'shishim, right? And the answer is yes, many things become batel b'shishim. As a matter of fact, most mixtures become batel b'shishim if you have 60 times something that's mutter connected what's aser, but not truma. For truma, you would need 100 times the amount of chulin for the amount of truma that fell in order for it to become batel. So if a piece of truma fell into 99 times the amount of chulin, you can't eat the whole mixture. What could I do with it? Sell it to a kohen. The kohen can eat the whole mixture because he can eat a little bit of truma that's inside. Now, what if the chulin that this truma got mixed into belongs to an Am Aretz? So normally you have to be mafrish demai, all of the mice rice and different things you have to take off when you buy two of an Am Aretz. So what happens over here? Try to picture the scene. Imagine I'm an Am Aretz. Maybe you don't have to imagine so much. And I'm standing here with a big pot, and someone comes by and says, excuse me, you're a kohen, would you like to buy this? You see, some truma fell into chulin. I can't use it because I don't have 100 times the amount of chulin to be mevatel the truma. But you're a kohen, you can eat it. The kohen who's buying this meduma, this mixture from the Am Aretz, does not have to separate demai, the normal chiyuvim that you have to separate when you buy tefillah from an Am Aretz. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'alekuach bekesef meiser sheni. In this mashal, I won't be the Am Aretz. But I'm someone that has meiser sheni money, and I have to buy food with it. Because that's what you're supposed to do with meiser sheni money. You're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and buy food with it, and eat it according to the halachis of meiser sheni. So I meet an Am Aretz, I'm buying food from him. Whether this is actual meiser sheni money, or it's meiser sheni of demai. I only separated the meiser sheni because I bought two from an Am Aretz. It makes no difference. As long as the Am Aretz knows, that's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains this, that I'm buying it with meiser sheni money, he's going to be extra careful, and I know he's going to take off meisers before he gives it to me. And therefore, v'alekuach, what is purchased, because of meiser sheni, the din is, it's not subject to the halachas of demai, I don't have to take off any additional meisers from what I get from the Am Aretz. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Ushiyori HaMenachas. A karben mincha is a flour karben. With the mincha, there's a kaimitz, there's the fistful that the kohen scoops up, and that's burnt on the mizbeach. The other part of the mincha, at least most menachas, with the exception of minchas kehanim, is eaten by the kehanim, according to the halachas of how you eat shiyori mincha. If an Am Aretz brings a karben mincha, we're not worried that he didn't take off maisus from it. And memela, the kaihanim, can eat the shiori mincha, the part that's left over after the kaimitz, without taking off any additional maisus. So chalas Am Aretz, where the Talmud Chacham did the kneading form, so we know there's no tumah problem. If we're talking about a mixture that we buy from Am Aretz, it's chulin that truma fell into, tefuah purchased from Aretz with kesef maisur sheni, or an Am Aretz who brings a karben mincha, and therefore we have the leftover part of the mincha. In all these cases, the din is peturin min hadmai. Don't have to take off the normal things you have to take off when you purchase tefuah from an Am Aretz. Here's one case where we have a machloikis, shemen arev. Shemen Orev is a Yeshmaka Zisa sweet oil. Orev means sweet. Like we say, Vaharivna Hashem Elokeinu Sivrei Seirascha Befinu. Make your Torah sweet in our mouths. She was zeicher to feel the sweetness of Torah. So this particular oil is a oil that's purchased because it has a geschmack of fragrance. It smells very good. No one uses it as a perfume. No one smears it on themselves. You put it down on the table and we put it down so that the room smells nice. What exactly is this Shemen Arev? Some say it's Shemen Afarsamayin, which is translated to balsam oil, says the Batanura. Some say it's actually Shemen Zayis that's mixed with different types of psamim. Either way, B'shamei Mechayim and B'shamei hold. You are Mechayim D'mayi if you buy this type of oil, or B'sil Patron, the B'sil says Potter. Like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, if it's not used for food, there's no Chayiv D'mayi. So, chazing over our Mishnah Gimel. If someone purchases from an Amaretz Peiros for the purpose of planting or to feed his behemoth, that was his intent to start with, flour that he's going to use in the process of working out the hides of the animal, oil for lighting or oil to shmir kalim with, in all these cases he's potter on demai. Chazal were not goyzer demai, only on a person that purchases something for food, not when he buys it for other reasons. The Mishnah told us that all the places that are from Kiziv and further toward the north, in those places, if you purchase peiros from an amaretz, it is potter on demai. Because although when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, this was part of Eretz Yisrael. But during the times of the second Mesa Mishra, when they came from Bavel, they were never Mekadosh those places. Therefore, those areas are Pater and Demai. Does the Mishnah mean they're just Pater and Demai, or are they Pater Bechlal and Maisra? So that's a big machlokes. In the Rishonim, it depends exactly where. It depends on a lot of different Shitas. We also learned in our Mishnah, Chala, and Amaret separated from his dough, assuming that it's tahar, because a tahar that a person took care of it for him, as well as meduma, that means when truma falls into chulin. You don't have the 100 times the amount of chulin to be mevatalit. The Amaretz is selling this mixture to a kayan. Or any payers that are purchased with Maisr Sheni money. As we explained to the Taisus Yamtiv, and the Amaretz knows it's being purchased with Maisr Sheni money. The leftover part of the mincha, when an Amaretz brings a carbon mincha, the part that the kayan can eat, in all these cases, they are peturin minhat mai. We assume that the Amaretz did separate the proper trumasi maisus from it. Last case in the Mishnah was a machlaikus about shemen afarsamayin that's made only for fragrance. The Bishami say, one is chayiv, if you purchase this from an Amaretz, you have to do whatever you do for regular payers that you buy for an Amaretz, it's mechuyiv in demai, and the Basil say that it is potter on demai. Because Chazal were only geizer demai on things that are purchased li achila, not on something that was made for fragrance.